This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. State media in Jordan reported a court sentenced five senior health officials to 3 years in jail on Sunday for causing the death of 10 COVID-19 patients following an oxygen outage in a major state hospital. The court found the former director of the state hospital in Salt, a city west of the capital, and four of his senior aides responsible for the deaths, the media said. The patients who were being treated in the hospital died in March when staff failed to act after oxygen ran out in a COVID-19 ward for nearly an hour. Politicians and local activists said the disaster exposed gross negligence in the state health system during a spike in COVID-19 infections, and it sparked anti-government protests across many cities and provincial towns. Since the incident, Jordanian authorities have dismissed scores of officials in state hospitals in a campaign to curb mismanagement and perceived corruption. An aid group said Sunday tribal clashes between Arabs and non-Arabs killed at least 24 people in Sudan's western Darfur region, the latest bout of intercommunal violence to rock the conflict-stricken region. A spokesman for the General Coordination for Refugees and Displaced in Darfur said the fighting grew out of a financial dispute late Saturday between two individuals in a camp for displaced persons in West Darfur province. He says Arab militias attacked the camp early Sunday, torching and looting properties, killing at least two dozen people, and at least 35 others were wounded. The violence is the latest to rock West Darfur in recent weeks. Last month, a land dispute led to bloody clashes that left at least 17 people dead and 12 wounded. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police fired tear gas and used water cannons on Sunday to disperse protesters pelting officers with cobblestones and fireworks as a demonstration in Brussels over government-imposed COVID-19 restrictions turned violent. A few thousand protesters had marched peacefully through the center of the Belgian capital to the neighborhood which hosts the headquarters of the European Union institutions, where the demonstration reached its endpoint. Demonstrators were protesting rules imposed in October that forced people to show COVID-19 passes to access bars and restaurants. The protests follow new measures announced on Friday to curb one of Europe's highest infection rates, including mandatory mask wearing for most primary school children and a lengthening of the school holidays. In late November, a much larger number of demonstrators clashed violently with police in Brussels that led to dozens of arrests, injuries among police officers, and widespread property damage. Syrian state television reported on Sunday that multiple explosions had been heard inside a U.S. base near the Iraqi border. The report was denied, however, by a commander in the U.S.-backed rebel group whose several hundred fighters work with U.S. troops at the base. He says the blasts were part of joint ground and air exercises that began earlier this week and did not come from inside the base. It's located in a strategic area near Syria's border crossing with Iraq at the crossroad of a main Baghdad-Damascus highway, Tehran's main arms supply route by land to Syria, and Lebanon's powerful Hezbollah militia. Several drones attacked the outskirts of the base last October, but there were no American casualties, according to U.S. officials. Officials in India said Sunday angry villagers burned army vehicles in protest after more than a dozen people were killed by soldiers who mistakenly believed some of them were militants in India's remote northeast region along the border with Myanmar. The state's top elected official ordered a probe into the killings, which occurred on Saturday. He tweeted, quote, "The unfortunate incident leading to the killing of civilians is highly condemnable." An army officer said the soldiers fired at a truck after receiving intelligence about a movement of insurgents in the area and killed six people. As outraged villagers burned two army vehicles, the soldiers fired at them, killing nine more people. One soldier was also killed in the clash with protesters, he said. On Sunday, fresh violence erupted when nearly 200 residents attacked the army camp, going on a rampage and setting fire to residential quarters. Find us at voanews.com or follow us on our mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.